Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we'll get to the people in a second, get to the ticket text as well. I don't think there's any overreaction from this day part. I'm just trying to shoot you straight with it. Michigan could self-impose all they want, but I mean, that horse left the barn a long time ago, and this is for a level 2 violation. I want to be clear. Any brain dead, which is roughly 2/3 of the fan base, any brain dead Michigan fan who thinks this is the, you're not paying attention. Just stop. This is a level 2. You got 6 level 1s to deal with. Second of all, the NCAA doesn't have to take this. This idea that if we do it, they'll take it. I'm sorry, but when you've been an obstructionist at best, no, the NCAA will probably come out June 6th and 7th and go, that's great, 6 games, and you don't get to pick. Yeah. This ain't Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, because at that point, yeah, the horse has left the barn. You had an opportunity to say, if we do this right now and cooperate, we're sorry, here you go. You were defiant, nothing, this is a nothing, this is all nothing burger, this is not going to happen, we're Michigan, it's a witch hunt. Blah, blah, blah. You're just still trying to go after Harbaugh. It was all the excuses instead of just, yeah, I did send him text messages, but, you know, they were nothing. They were just like, happy birthday. It was like, you don't suspend yourself for 2 games for happy birthday.
David, what do you got? And I'm sorry I didn't get to you in the first segment. You're the Michigan guy. Go ahead. If we've stepped out of line, throw a flag.
You didn't step out of line. What Rico said is what I wanted. I wanted them to be done with this a year ago. Just accept the penalty and be done. I am sick and tired of now we got to go for the hearing. Now we got to do this. I'm done. I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear any more about it. But they, because they didn't take the penalty, we have to now hear more about it. And you're right, Mike. It becomes a 4-week story in season because, oh, now we waited to do this week 3 and 4. Now we got to talk about this before the suspension, during the suspension, and after the suspension. It may be a 6-week story now. Half a season we'll be talking about this.
And I think they're hoping that the people in the NCAA will just get tired and say, well, it's been such a long time now. Maybe we should just let bygones be bygones and move on.
Yeah, but I tell you like my mother would tell me, I ain't forgot.
And see, that's where
I didn't forget.
If the NCAA really wanted to do it, it's rare that you get an opportunity to punish somebody in real time so that the people who actually did the infraction suffer the consequences and not kids who are still in high school who aren't even at Michigan yet. They're going to have to suffer this punishment.
Yeah, look, here's the bottom line. I'm tired of they're not kids anymore. All right. And they can go make money anywhere they want to make. I don't want to hear about you can't punish today's kids for yesterday's crimes. That's 1995 logic. I don't want to hear it.
No, I'm saying. But the kids aren't even, they're in high school. They're not at Michigan right now.
Yeah.
By the time all of this, the dust settles,
yeah,
somebody who's in 10th and 11th grade are going to be the victims of all of this stuff.
Good. I don't care. You're getting nothing from me on that. You get a choice now. We just had a guy call last week. His grandkids going to MSU. They already have a plan if it doesn't work out, what they're going to do, where they're going. You ain't getting nothing from me. Right, see you later. You make a willful choice to go there. David, ticket text, and I'll get to the callers.
U of M is a cheating universe. The football program deserves the death sentence.
Okay, you got to stop. Okay, deserves in reality. Look, the truth is going to be in the middle. I don't think that the NCAA is going to be carrying a Thor hammer, but I don't think it's also going to be what your Michigan-friendly media say it is. It's going to be in the middle.
A nothing burger?
Again, they couldn't even keep their scandal straight when reporting. Go ahead.
David, you're the Michigan guy, yet you 100% agree with the Spartan slappies. Just like every time ever. Yeah, stop the Michigan fan nonsense.
Okay, real quick. Spartan Slappy, who declared his program dead last week. Guys, you got to get better material. And I know you've got limited intellect. I understand that. You're working with a limited deck. But you got to come up with something new. Name the last nice thing I said about MSU football.
And
name it.
Let me just help you out with that. We're Spartan Slappies, and David's agreeing with us. Your school came out with these self-imposed penalties, not Mike and I, not David.
Correct.
So basically, you're angry not at the image you see in the mirror, you're angry at the mirror for showing you exactly who you are. Okay, that works.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Someone says, I'm on Sharon's side. I also delete all of my text immediately.
Great.
Can't be serious.
Cool story, bro. Wow. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I mean,
when it's a part of an investigation and you deleted them and then they're recovered and only after recovered, you go back and, well, here, I found them. Dude, just stop. Okay? The fact that he had 53 texts with Connor Stallions tells me everything I need to know. I don't text people 53 times I don't know or deal with. Or talk to. There's only so many happy birthday bros you can send. Right. Hey, how's the weather today? Or perhaps a thumbs up emoji.
Hey, you want to go see the Thunderbolt movie?
Delete.
Right.
Let's go to the people.
Could you believe Endgame's ending?
Brian, 97.1. Brian, what's going on?
What's up?
We got to check Brian's phone, Kenny. I can't hear him.
Yeah, we'll go anywhere, to Rob. Brian.
Rob's in Brighton. He's up next. Robbie, what's up, bud?
I don't have Boost Mobile. Sorry, Brian. Hey, guys, it's unbelievable to me that the entitlement of that institution, the people that follow it, the people that go there, it's cringeworthy. And that's, I say it all the time on this radio station, that is why people cannot stand Michigan or that, you know, the whole university, right? And, guys, it's so on brand that a university and the football team can dictate or think that they can dictate, okay, our coach is going to be suspended for two games. Let's pick which ones. And then they're going to go with, of course, the two biggest, you know, the two worst teams on their schedule. And I find it very interesting that one of those games, Central Michigan, and the whole reason this is going on is because a staffer was dressed up in a Halloween costume and Central Michigan stuff at Spartan Stadium. And now the coach is picking that game to sit out. It's just the entitlement, the accountability, Mike. It's just,
yeah, but it should be, but Rob, guys, it should be believable to you. This is the same university. 100%. I mean, the last head coach lied his ass off. They can't keep scandals straight. This will be the third straight year where the head coach has been suspended in season. You have, what is it, 13 or 14 staffers that have received show causes, dismissals, fled the sinking ship. Come on, Rob. You know this.
Yeah, no, I definitely know that. But I just go back to the calls that you guys took that I listened to back when all this broke and they said, prove it, we got a ring.
I know.
And then now that all these suspensions have happened and, you know, now that, you know, hopefully the hammer hits, now what is it going to say? Well, at least we got a ring. Well, you know what? The only way that the NCAA can have some teeth in this is if they vacate wins. And I pray that they do that. I don't want Sherrone Moore. I think he's a really good coach. I don't want him to get fired, but like they most definitely need to vacate wins. I feel like that's the only thing that is going to have teeth in this that will show other universities and teams that you can't do that.
Rob, I'm with you. I think that everybody is watching to see what are going to be the repercussions, because
exactly.
If you allow people to do, if you do nothing, man, it's open. See, at this point, alums will be angry if their schools aren't cheating.
I just want to say factually, I don't think the NCAA can take away their title because that is not an NCAA event.
They could take away their wins.
Throughout the season. No, you can do that. And it, look, the Big Ten could look.
Which is the most meaningless thing, but it would hurt Michigan.
I just don't want people flipping out. I'm just making a point. We're trying to keep everything straight.
Right.
Everybody stay cool. Cool out. 248-539-9797. Yes, we're going to get to the Pistons. We're going to get to the Tigers as well later. We'll get more of the phone calls in on this. Ticket text as well. And apparently, David's not allowed to ever agree with me or Rico because we didn't go to the same school. So good to know that as well.
Yeah, but he gets that, what, every 2 months or so? You're not a Michigan fan.
Got it. Yeah. He is also the only one who was accurate about how bad they would be last year. So I don't know.
Which is why you should have took your punishment.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.